Oh, look, I thought around the ball. Yeah, we, you know, the first quarter, I thought we held our own. Yeah, probably just marginally in front at quarter time. The second quarter, you know, I don't know what, you know, 8 goals to 1 or something like that really blew the game apart. But it was around the contest for us. Contested ball wasn't too much difference, but the way we got it was always after a little fumble or a ball bobble around, and they were just too clean and too strong around the ball. I think we conceded 900 metres from stoppages in terms of game played in your half. So, and that compromised what we're trying to do. And, I thought we'd come back pretty well in that third quarter. We got a run on and good unity from the boys, and they were brave. Probably come off the back of Nick's work around the middle. And then unfortunately we conceded 2 goals at the start of the last quarter from stoppages, and yeah, the game's over.
Do you think you were a sniff there in that third quarter?
Oh yeah, to the players' credit, they fought on, you know, so I'm proud of that. To my disappointment, they fell away in the last, and you know, overall it was a disappointing game, but there's some signs there. I'm just going to keep being positive and keep fronting up. You know, it's a long year, it's a marathon, so we move on. Yeah, I mean, there's a few patterns there. Obviously away, it's not, we're not getting the results we want. Around the contest, I think it's fair to say the teams we've played have been a bit bigger and stronger, and we haven't matched them around the ball.
Would you look at moving someone like Shannon Hearn into the midfield just to get a bit of leash around the big body around the front
or something? That's an option. It's probably a quick fix. So we've just got to maintain our focus on fundamentals. We've just got to keep doing the basic things and doing them well, because in games like today, when you're interstate, your back's against the wall, you got to do those basic things well. And we just coughed the ball up too much, and even when we got out, we probably had some basic turnovers. So you just can't do that against, you know, the three teams we've lost to this year, quality top four sides.
How disappointed were you with some of the ill-discipline early? There were two down the ground, three kicks, and then one off the ball against Brendan. Did all that together?
Yeah, I didn't see much in those. Yeah, I thought that was just the game. So, no, it's not common from those players. Maybe a bit of frustration, but you know, I haven't looked at it properly. But, I didn't feel like there was a lot from what I could see in those plays.
And the scoring droughts become a bit of a theme in the losses. How do you sort of look to address those, or are they a product of just the other stuff?
Yeah, I think the scoring. So our defence and how we defend on away games is probably, I mean, today we conceded over 100 points, but the other two games we didn't. It's our supply. You know, we're 43 inside 50 to 60 today. Doesn't give you a great chance, and it was probably around the midfield.
What did you find specifically that you liked in that third quarter?
Well, it was pretty basic. We started with stoppages and contests, and we got the ball on our half, and we were able to convert. So it was really basic. You know, it's a lot of it came out of centre bounce as well. And we wanted to be brave with our ball use, but unfortunately we just couldn't connect when we wanted to.
Do you persist with Lewis Jenner next week? He was pretty quiet.
Yeah, he was quiet today. Yeah, we tried him at a half back, so we've got to look at that this week and try and get him into some form. We're still patient with him, but there's some things we need to work on with not only Jets, but there's 4 or 5 players who have been inconsistent this year.
So do you move him around the ground a bit more, or do you consider putting him in the locker for a bit?
Oh, I haven't thought about that sort of stuff yet, so let me have a look at the vision and see what comes from.
Do you think you just need some confidence at him? Is that one of the main things?
Sorry?
Do you think you just need some confidence?
We all need confidence. look, I think any good player will go up and down with their form and their confidence. It's doing the basic things well. I think it's across the board for our players, the basic fundamentals of what we'll be focusing on this week, and if we can get those right, then will be more consistent.
You're already on team away from home for 3 losses.
Sort of
throwing your
road a little bit. Oh, no, we can't hide away from it. We've got to address the fact that we haven't really come close in the 3 games. So I don't think losing is the... We all want to win, but don't get me wrong, but the way you want to play your best every week, and you know, we think we've got a style of play that will stand up anywhere. So the disappointing thing for us is we're not playing at our best. So winning and losing happens, but to stay in the moment and in the contest for four quarters is our challenge every week. We just seem to do it better at home.
How do you do?
Just got to keep chipping away. Yeah, you can't shy away from it. So I'm going to cop a lot of questions this week, and so be it. You know, that's the outside. Internally, we just got to keep doing the basic things well, because we do them well every second week at the moment.
Yeah, how did
golf pull up after a quiet weekend? It was a 6-day break, so with the travel, we had four or five guys who we just managed throughout the week, so we had some contingency plans there, but he was okay. It was fine. Small forwards?
Yeah.
Today it was, yeah. We thought Mike Lopp had a really good game. We put some more time into him in the second half, but he's a good player. I think every team with quality small forwards are going to be dangerous when they get so much supply like today, so... I mean, last week I thought we handled it pretty well. That's a consistent question that I do get asked. So small forwards have become more and more dangerous in this competition, and you've got to be able to shut it down.
St Kilda next week, what have you made of them so far this year?
Well, they've been really impressive. Yeah, I'm going to have a look at them tomorrow night. Their style and the way they play is, high octane, high pressure. So that's another massive challenge for us. So we'll have a look at them tomorrow against the Kangas, and we'll front up again. Geelong becoming intimidating here.
Yeah.
I think they've won 64 games out of 68 or 69 here, so I don't think I'll be declaring the unknown on that one. So, but we came with tremendous confidence. We were really, really up for the fight. And unfortunately, we had two periods in the game where we just conceded four or five goals in a row, and the rest is history.
And just no waffle this weekend, does that make it a bit more challenging looking ahead to next week in terms of potential change? Someone like Xavier not playing this weekend?
Yes and no. You'd like to pick on form from East Perth level, but a lot of those guys, except for X, have had a pretty good run at East Perth, so hopefully we've got some good numbers to choose from, and we'll get a lot of fresh players for next week.
They might be better than
they've passed Geelong. I look at them a couple of weeks before we play them, and then we'll move on. So I think clearly they're starting to connect a little bit better with the maturity that they got into the club. But ask Chris that one.